Hello and welcome back to the Isle of Wight, where you lucky lot have got VIP access to this festival from the power of your TV screens. Quite frankly, I think we're spoiling you. I'm Remy Bergs.
And I am Edith Bowman. Day one of this festival has, well, it's lived up to, outshone, I think, even more than lived up to our expectations, thanks to bands like The Darkness, Street, Crowded House, and so many more. But right now, we are about to close the main stage on the opening night with highlights from arguably one of music's greatest ever live acts, The Prodigy. And Sean Keaveney is, in fact, side of stage, slightly worried after his alcohol pop, but he's about to get his rave on. So, Sean, how is it?
Electric is the word, Edith. The crowd out here, right, they're going to go off like a frog in a sock in a minute. They're going to go off like a pint of milk on a hot car parcel shelf, right? I've had a little squiz at the Prodigy set list, and there are more bangers on it, right, than in a firework and sausage shop. Too many metaphors, let's be honest. All I'm trying to tell you is, it is going to go off out there in a minute for the Prodigy.
Yes, it definitely is. Metaphor bingo with Sean Keaveney. Anyway, I can't wait for the Prodigy, really can't.
Edith, you don't have to. You don't have to. Since they performed together in Dalston, Essex back in 1994, 100 quid, just £100, the Prodigy have spent over three decades at the front line of dance music.
They do this thing of mixing so many wonderful genres of music to create something that's unique and special. And nobody quite does it like the Prodigy. There's nothing like them. No one does it like them, I don't think.
Yeah, man. And tonight is the first time they've agreed to any live filming since they reformed after the passing of frontman Keith Flint in 2019.
I think it's going to be an emotional one tonight for sure. So brace yourself for highlights of their headline set. This is the thunderous, wonderful sound of the Prodigy.
But be warned, please, this performance will definitely contain flashing images. It's probably going to be instant pandemonium, to be fair. I mean, it's the Prodigy. What did you expect?
Yeah! We're fucking back!
Go! the world may live.
What I fucking do! We'll be right back.
One more! The young lad here, that's the next generation right there, next generation of prodigy fucking people.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
out to everybody here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Wow. The emotion on that. That was amazing. That was so, so special. Congratulations. I'm kind of speechless, to be honest, after that. So many things about that set were just phenomenal. To reform as a band after you lose someone like Keith Flint, who is such a public figure of that band, but to do what they just did, the production of that set was extraordinary. How they covered the entire lifespan of that band and have given it new energy as well. First day headliners at Isle of Wight, that was extraordinary. Wow.
Edith, I completely understand your speechlessness. I'll be honest with you, my ears are still ringing. I could hear the energy from here. I think there was even a guitar thrown. Honestly, it was all a blur, but also such a vivid memory. I don't even know how I can even describe this right now. But look, the Prodigy, they are looking as fearsome as ever, and they're showing that they still have got so much energy to give. I'll be honest with you, This is my first time here, but I heard a little rumour that the last time the Prodigy were here, at the Isle of Wight Festival, they had a little after party with 200 people in their dressing room until 7 a.m. I'm not going to lie, I might head over there and find out whether they're trying to break the record this year to 8 a.m. All right, I might have to get involved in that one. But you guys are going absolutely crazy on the tweets as well. I've got James Allison, Ginger underscore James, says, I saw the Prodigy at the Isle of Wight back in 2006. Absolutely nuts. And one of the best gigs I've ever been to. This Isle of Wight 2024 performance looks absolutely incredible, for real. Ewan says, music for the Jilted Generation released 4th of July 1994. Tell me Poison doesn't sound as good now as it did 30 years ago. Wow. Honestly, everyone is raving about this online right now. To be fair, there's more to come. It's not over. We're going to be down at the Big Top for a massive party, which is continuing with more music to come from the legend that is Johnny Marr. Plus, we'll be closing tonight's show with the always iconic Chrissie Hynde and the Pretenders. So stick with us.